From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iran today, protesters were once again confronted by riot police, firing tear gas and, according to some witnesses, live bullets. Off the streets, behind closed doors, there's been action as well. Rumors are swirling of a power struggle within Iran's ruling elite. The situation amounts to a direct and unprecedented challenge to the authority of Iran's supreme leader. And as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, it's raising questions as to whether the supreme leader will remain supreme once the current crisis passes.
From the streets of Tehran today rose voices that would have been unthinkable just a few weeks ago. That's amateur video posted today to YouTube of young people throwing rocks and shouting, "This coup d'etat government must resign," and "Death to the dictator." While they don't refer to him by name, the dictator reference is to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the chants represent the end of an era, says Abbas Milani, head of the Iran Studies program at Stanford.
Khamenei has now been defied openly. Khamenei has been called a liar. And the thing that makes this time different is that this time, important elements of the establishment are with the people. Never before has there been such a breach within the pillars of the establishment.
Milani believes Ayatollah Khamenei will never regain the mantle of authority he once had, that regardless of the final outcome of the election, this political crisis marks the end of Khamenei's spiritual leadership.
It used to be said not long ago that when the spiritual leader talks, his words are, quote, "fasl al-khitab," end of discussion, and everybody folds their hand and accepts what he says. Not anymore.
Khamenei has betrayed no sign that he feels his leadership is threatened. Today, he appeared on state television, vowing his government will not give in to pressure. But powerful forces are aligning against Khamenei, and not just demonstrators on the streets. Former President Hashemi Rafsanjani was one of the founding fathers of the Islamic Republic. Karim Sajapour of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says there are reports Rafsanjani is mounting a campaign to topple the supreme leader, reports from Iran's holy city of Qom.
That Rafsanjani has been going to Qom to try to lobby these senior grand ayatollahs within the Assembly of Experts.
The Assembly of Experts chooses and oversees the supreme leader. And the leader of the Assembly is none other than Hashemi Rafsanjani. Still, even with that kind of clout, Karim Sajapour says Rafsanjani is fighting an uphill battle.
He hasn't been able to assemble a majority yet. And it's not because these grand ayatollahs necessarily respect Ayatollah Khamenei or have a great affinity for him, but they fear the consequences of going agitating against Khamenei, and they're reliant on Khamenei economically.
There's another factor working in Khamenei's favor, the loyalty he commands from the country's security forces. Sajapour says you underestimate them at your peril.
I've been to these protests before in Tehran. These guys can be quite terrifying. I'm talking about kind of the most militant of the Basij militia. I would describe them as a cross between the Hell's Angels and Al-Qaeda.
Then again, Stanford's Abbas Milani and others say there are reports of splits within Iran's security forces, with some perhaps more loyal to former President Rafsanjani than to Ayatollah Khamenei. The state of the security forces, like so much else in Iran, is unclear. Rumors circulate about everything from rifts within the Revolutionary Guards to the size of street protests to power struggles among Iran's powerful mullahs. But though rumors are impossible to verify from the outside, Nicholas Burns was the State Department's top negotiator on Iran during the Bush administration.
We know so little about that country. 30 years, no business people there, Americans, no journalists there, no diplomats there. We're peering into a very murky situation.
Burns might have added, no spies there, or at least far too few to make sense of such a complicated country. U.S. spy agencies are believed to have few reliable assets on the ground to try to pierce the opaqueness of Iranian politics and the factions now believed to be struggling for power there. More tomorrow on efforts by U.S. intelligence agencies to track Iran. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.